The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
What I am about to tell you will shock and anger you, and you will believe it is unbelievable. It happened probably during the Clinton administration, or was occurring about two decades ago. Let's call this our national parks now belong to the United Nations. Across this great land, our national parks, wildlands, forests, and lakes are being turned over to UN control. This means that under the United Nations Biodiversity Treaty, voted upon probably during the Clinton administration, a precious resource owned by American citizens for over 200 years has been turned over to the UN's bureaucrats for control. You and I will continue to pay taxes for the maintenance and upkeep of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and for Yosemite National Park and all the other American national parks. But we will no longer own them. Now the United Nations has ultimate jurisdiction. This alone is startling evidence that the once independent nation-state known as the United States of America is going out with a whimper and not a bang. Our sovereignty may be coming to an end. How can our leaders allow this? As a consequence, across the USA, our parks and wilderness areas are slowly being closed to the public. Roads inside the park are being grazed over. Mountain passes and hiking paths are being blockaded. No fishing, no hunting, and no trespassing signs are being erected everywhere on public lands. Entrance fees are being jacked up 100%, even 500% higher to keep American families out of their own lands. Remember, listeners, this, which I am reading, was written years ago. The UN and its elitist masters do not want you on their property. And in case you do trespass and enter forbidden areas of these pristine UN lands, you might just be shot. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service agents and park personnel are now taught to love nature's Mother Earth and to despise and loathe human beings. They're being given firearms and instructed to use them. Remember, listeners, again, that this article was written many years ago. The United Nations are still in control, though we, the people of the United States, still pay the bills. Interesting arrangements, but many Americans, including me, are not comfortable with this giveaway. I would like to dismiss the UN and its uncomfortable agenda, and own and control our own national parks. It is also no secret that the United Nations, created after World War II to settle affairs between countries, now really want to totally own the U.S., and that is totally not acceptable. It's like by creating the U.N., we have created a monster who wants to destroy us. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.